V'yesh l'rameis inyan zeh b'mitzvah zu. We can find what Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in Likutei Moran in this mitzvah that we're discussing, shetzivsa ha-Torah, whereby the Torah commanded us, shelo yeh kli gever alisha, that a woman is not allowed to dress, not allowed to put on men's clothing, v'lo yilbash gever simlas isha, and a man is not allowed to dress himself in women's clothing. Hainu, this means, b'shas ha-tfilo tzorech lamoid kirosh, when a person is davening to Hashem, they have to stand before Hashem like a pauper. Uladaber divrei rakus v'tachnunim, and to speak soft words, pleadingly, begging. V'loy lehishtamesh b'mateyoyis kanal. Not to use his strength or power, not to use the merit of any of his good deeds, his credits. U'bishvil zeh ha'tfila mechuna b'shem isha. This is why we refer to tfila as the woman, Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Isha Yiras Hashem, that tefillah is called Isha Yiras Hashem. The fear of Hashem is expressed most in tefillah. Fear of Hashem, respect for Hashem. Ki b'shas ha-tefillah tzorech liyos b'bechinas Isha. Because when a person is davening, they have to take on the form of a woman. Bechinas mekabel, the one who's on the receiving end. I'm standing in front of Hashem. Hashem has everything to give, and I have nothing. So Hashem is the male, I'm the female. I'm the one who wants to be on the receiving end. Shehi bechinas chalush koyach. The woman is referred to as the weaker sex. Chalush koyach. Hainu shelo yishtamesh b'shum koyach shel ma'isim tovim, meaning that when a person is pleading his case before Hashem, he's begging Hashem for help, he's not supposed to bring up any merits, any good deeds, to try to justify that Hashem, you owe it to me because I did this for you, I did that for you, I did nothing for Hashem. Rak yeh b'bechinas chalishus koyach, but rather to stand before Hashem realizing our weakness, ke'ilu ein lo yishum koyach, as if I have no merit at all, as if I have no zchus. Rak yispalel divrei rakus v'tachnunim kerosh ve'evyoin, but rather to speak soft words, pleading words, like a beggar who knows that nobody owes him anything, but at the same time he knows he so desperately needs, and he's trying to arouse feelings of kindness and soft eyes, trying to soften up the heart of the one who he's pleading with. V'zehu ha'isur shelo yeh kli gever al isha. This is the isur that a woman is not supposed to put on men's clothing, meaning, hainu b'shas ha'tfila. This means that when a Jew is involved in tfila, she'oz hu b'bechinas isha kanal, which means that then he's involved in this aspect of woman, the woman, which means tfila, yiras Hashem, isha yiras Hashem, oz tzorech shelo yilov kli gever. He has to remove his men's garments, his men's clothing, meaning shelo yishtamesh bekoyach ugvur shel ma'isim tov manal. He should not use the power, the strength of his good deeds, his merits. V'chein lehepech, and so too, the opposite is true. Lo yilbash gever, a man is not supposed to put on female garments, meaning when you're supposed to be a man, hainu b'sho shu tzorech liyos b'bechinas gever, when the person is supposed to be strong and powerful, hainu b'shas hakel, meaning when the tzaddik is gathering together a whole group of people to bring them close to Hashem, to teach them Torah, she'oz tzorech lihiyos bebechinas gever, then the tzaddik has to be strong, powerful, a male. Lamoid kegibor, to stand up like a powerful man. Lishtamesh b'matei oiz shel masav ha'toivim lahachnia hara shebeidu kanal, and to use the power and strength of his good deeds, of all of his merit, to be able to dissolve and to eliminate the ra, the bad deeds, the sins, and the taivas rois and midos rois that are found in those people that he's gathering together. Oz, Osr loy lilbash simlash isha. At that time, the tzaddik is not allowed to be wearing women's garments, meaning to dress himself in weakness. Ki oz tzorech liyos kegibur oruch milchoma. Then he has to be like a soldier, like a general, prepared for battle. V'lo yeh b'b'chinas isha, not to be a woman, b'chinas chalishes koyach, weak, who represents weakness. V'haklal, Rav Nosson Zal says, to summarize what we said here, ki tzorech li zoher bozeh, a person has to be very careful. Shelo ilito yisatzmoy, lafo yichat over chashom, not to make a mistake and flip things around, do things upside down. But rather, rak shebeshas hatfilo yamoid karosh, v'lo yishtamish b'kolech v'rosh yishmas v'atoivim. When he's davening, he should stand like a poor person and not use any power, any strength, any merit of his good deeds. Whereas when he's trying to weaken and to eliminate the evil, the negativity that's in the people, tzorech lamoid kegibor, then he has to stand up strong and powerful, v'loy behefech hashom, and not to reverse these two. V'zeh merumaz b'mitzvah zu kanal, and this concept is hinted to in this mitzvah about the woman with the men's clothes and vice versa. V'zeh shepirish Rashi b'mitzvah zu shtei pomim loyil bash gever and the woman. This is why Rashi HaKadosh points out regarding this mitzvah that it's mentioned twice. He shouldn't wear her clothing, she shouldn't wear his clothing. Shedovar zeh goyrem leniuf, because this leads to adultery, pegama bris. This leads to all kinds of sins between men and women. Kikishemachlif chas v'shalom, because when a person switches these two around, azai einichno hora shebeida, then the negativity of the people is not subdued. Kimavur hetev b'maimar hanal, as is explained very well over there in Likut Imran. V'ikar hora hu taivas niuf, and we know that the main evil is the desire, the illicit, illegal desire for women. That's the main ra. Ki ikra de yitzra bisha legalo aroyin, because the Zohar Kodesh says that the main thing that the Yitzhahara works on is to get people to commit sins in this area, male and female relationships. Nimtza shedovor zeh goyrim leniuf, so that a mistake in this area of not using, of the man wearing the woman's clothing, meaning that when a tzaddik is supposed to be a man, when he has to use his power, his chusim, to be machnia the ra in the people, and the main ra is pigama bris, taivas niuf, if the tzaddik doesn't do that, if he doesn't use his stick in that sense, then he's not machnia the ra, ki loy nichna hora, shu b'chinas taivas niuf, shu ikar hara kanal. Then the tzaddik does not subdue this ra, which is taivas niuf, which is the main ra. Ubaze muvon k'tzas, ma shekosav rabbeinu zal b'maimar hanal, and based on what we just said, you'll be able to understand a little bit an additional item that Rabbeinu Zal says over there in that Torah Likut Imran Torah Chof, where he speaks about the Jews traveling to get to Eretz Yisrael, and they had to pass through the land of Edom. And before they approached, they sent a message to the nation of Edom saying, you know all the suffering and all the difficulties we've been through. Be nice. Let us go through your land. We won't touch anything. We won't do anything. We'll pay you for anything we use. Please allow us to pass through your land. So Rav Nosson Zal quotes here, the Ala Pasuk, Rabbeinu Zal says there about the Pasuk, Ato Yodato Es Kol Hatlo. You know all the difficulties and all the suffering that we've been through. These were the words that Moshe Rabbeinu sent to the nation of Edom to present his case, that they should allow us to pass through. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Ato Yodato Daiko. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Edom, you know everything we've been through because you're the cause of it. Edom is the Yetzirah. Edom represents Esav, the evil inclination. You're the one who's caused us all the pigama bris and all the terrible things. Vanitzak el Hashem Elokeinu, and you know that every time we went through difficulties, we cried out to Hashem. Hainu tikun taivas niuf. This crying out to Hashem, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, is the tikun for taivas niuf. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'lechoyra ein shayches linyan zeh shom, ein shom. If you take a look at that chapter in Likut Imran, it seems to be out of place a little. The fact how Rabbeinu Zal brings in this piece about Edoim with the Taivasniyuf and everything, it doesn't seem connected in an obvious way to what he was talking about before that. Because Rabbeinu Zal was not discussing that topic at all prior to that. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, the truth is, we have the ability to connect it. Because when Rabbeinu Zal spoke earlier in the Torah Likut Imran about one of the main responsibilities of the tzaddik in gathering people together to teach them Torah is that when he's doing that, he also has to subdue the ra in the people. That refers especially to this desire of taivas niyuf, this illegal, illicit kind of desire for women, which is the main ra. Rabbeinu Zal teaches us this all over Likut Imran, that that's the ikar ra. Vazai kishemachnien hora hazeh, and then when we succeed in being machnia that ra, azai achar kach kishemamshichim Torah, then afterwards, when the tzaddik draws Torah from Hashem, chidushe Torah, azai yechoylen lekabel achar kach koyach miedoim, then the tzaddik has the ability to draw power from Edoim, to take the sword from Edoim. Kihu memuna al pegama bris, because Edoim is the one who is appointed over pegama bris. They're the ones who instigate this problem. They're the ones who incite this problem, the Yetzirah, the Sitrachra, and they're also the ones who punish, who prosecute the person and punish the Jew for Pegama Bris. V'alkein, and therefore, Kishemachnin Hora Shebeido, Shu Pegama Bris Kanal, when the Tzaddik uses his Mateois, his merits, his good deeds, he uses that as a stick to subdue, to eliminate the Ra in the people, of which we said the main ra is pegama bris. So if the tzaddik succeeds in eliminating that, azai edoim biatzmoi noisein loikoyach lichboi sheret Israel, then Edoim himself, the nation of Edoim, gives the Jewish people the sword that they need to conquer Eretz Israel. Because Rabbeinu Zal says over there that in order to conquer Eretz Israel, the Jews need the sword. Where do they get the sword from? They get it from Edoim. How do you get it from Edoim? The answer is, the tzaddik has to first subdue the ra in Klal Yisrael. The tzaddik has to first succeed in eliminating the ra in Klal Yisrael, of which the main ra is Pegama Bris. Once the Jews are clean and pure from Pegama Bris, then the tzaddik can take from Edoim his sword. Then Edoim himself gives the tzaddik and the Jewish people, gives us the power to conquer Eretz Yisrael, to wipe out the 31 kings there and to get rid of whoever we have to get rid of in order to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Ki birtzois Hashem darcheish gam oivov yashlemitoi. Because the pasuk says, when Hashem is pleased with what a person is doing, then even his enemies will come to help him, to assist him. Darkeish is the Indian of Tikkun HaBris. Derech, Rabbeinu Zal brings in Likut Imran in a few places, that Derech is the whole Indian of Tikkun HaBris in Torah Vov, and in the second half of Likut Imran, Torah Pei Beis. When Hashem is pleased with a person's Tikkun HaBris, then even his enemies, even Edoim, will come to help him out. Dahainu habaldovor, the oivov, who's the enemy? The baldovor, the yetzahara, the sitrachra. Kamuva, as is brought, shehu edoim, which is edoim. Ki ha sitrachra, kishemachnien oiso, because the sitrachra, when a Jew succeeds in defeating the sitrachra, azai hi biatzmo nasis balkorcho merkovol akdusha, then the sitrachra, against its will, becomes like a chariot for the Kedusha. It becomes like a donkey for the person to get up on and ride on. V'noisenes koyach v'siyua l'kedusha. And it gives strength and power to the kedusha. The sitra achra ends up helping the kedusha. We mentioned this recently once in a shir, that we have the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Moshcheni. We say to Hashem, Hashem, Moshcheni, draw me close to you. And then it says, Acharecho Narutza, we will chase after you. Moshcheni is singular, Narutza is plural. Hashem, draw me close to you, we will run after you. Who's the we? The we is the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. A person says to Hashem, Hashem, bring me close to you. Exert your koyach hamoshech, your power to draw me close to you. And when Hashem brings a person really close, then not only does the good side of that person serve Hashem, but even the koyach hamachriach, even the yetzahara, is forced to cooperate. And that's v'yohavtas Hashem alekecha b'chol levavcha. You will love Hashem with both of your hearts, your yetzatov and your yetzahara in your heart. V'alkein sholchu Yisrael le'edoim, and this is why the Jewish people sent this message to Edoim. They were hinting to Edoim this issue. Ato yodato, you know, Edoim, you know better than anyone what we've been through, because you were the cause of it, of all the pigama bris and everything. But you know also that we screamed to Hashem, we cried out to Hashem, and that's how we purified ourselves from pigama bris. Rabbi Nezal explains that the screaming to Hashem helps the person be zocher to tikkun habris. Hainu shekvar kiblu onsham. The Jews already received their punishment, their penalty. V'tiknu pigam zeh. They were already mesakein the pigam abris. Alkein roi loy lazer lem kanal. Therefore, it's proper, it's appropriate for you Edoim to help us out. Aval hu loy rotzo lazer lehem. However, Edoim refused to help them. Machmas hato sanal, because of the mistake that was made, shehishtamesh b'matei oiz b'shas hatfila, because of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu used the stick when he was davening, v'loy lahachnia hara shebeida, and therefore he didn't use it properly and fully to be machnia the ra in the people. Ukemavoyer shom heitev, as Rabbeinu Zal explains there very, very well, Ayin Shom, look at Torah Chof in the first half of Likut Imran well, and you'll see. Ki tzrichin sheloi lehishtamesh b'matei oiz shelamaisim toivim b'shas hatfila. Because a person has to be very careful not to use that stick, not to use the power, the strength of one's good deeds when he's davening Tashem. Put that out, put that away. Rak b'shas hakel, only at the time when the people are gathered together, like the people were gathered together to watch Moshe Rabbeinu speak to the rock. And if he doesn't use the stick towards the rock, but rather he uses the stick towards the people, to be machnia the ra in the people, then he can succeed in be machnia the ra, shehu pegam abris, of which the main ra is pegam abris. And then we have the ability, then we can draw the sword of Edoim, the strength of Edoim, in order to conquer Eretz Yisrael permanently. The canal, as we said earlier, Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concludes this halacha beis. Now, obviously, today, even though we're living in Eretz Yisrael and we have so much, thousands of yeshivas and shuls and Torah and religious people, the religious world is close to coming close, approaching a million people in Eretz Yisrael. So on one hand, things are so fabulous, but on the other hand, we know that Eretz Yisrael is not in our hands yet. Number one, we still have the difficulty, the struggle against the hundreds of millions of bloodthirsty enemies that surround Eretz Yisrael. And then we have the struggle inside of Eretz Yisrael, the people who are not yet religious, and many of them, unfortunately, are still fighting religion, opposed to religion. They don't know what it is. They're afraid of it. Hashem should help. We should be zecher by applying the advice in this Torah and Likutei Moran, by working at correcting everything we need to correct in Tikkun HaBris, to fix the Pegam HaBris, and to be zeche to daven Tashem properly with this Rachmim v'Tachnunim, we should be zeche to draw whatever koyach we have to draw from Edom or anywhere else to conquer Eretz Yisrael completely, and to be zeche to the coming of Moshiach, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Mergamenu, Amen v'Amen.